The bill that Governor Gavin Newsom signed extends an eviction moratorium that expired Tuesday night through the end of the year to February 2021. Newsom says it's meant to protect renters during the coronavirus pandemic.
No evictions for rent non-payment related to COVID-19 through February 2021. There are provisions in the bill, provisions that we've advanced, where people that can, we would like to see them make partial rent payments over the next number of months, roughly 25% at least, and that's a minimum, rental payments.
Tenants must declare under penalty of perjury that they've been economically hurt by the pandemic. The law also fines landlords who lock out tenants for not paying rent due to the pandemic up to $2,500. Newsom says the bill also has language to protect small landlords and homeowners to avoid foreclosure if they cannot pay the mortgage because of the pandemic or because a tenant cannot pay the rent because of the pandemic. But the bill mostly grants extensions for property owners to request a forbearance, and it gives the ability to sue a loan holder in some cases. Critics say it's watered down. Newsom says people can visit the website housingiskey.com for detailed information about the new eviction and foreclosure moratorium. The governor also gave updates on the state's coronavirus infection rates, which he says continue going down.
We have seen a reduction in the total number of cases, COVID-19 cases, 4,255, and that's based upon over roughly 110,000 tests. We always look at the 14-day positivity rate, now down to 5.1% in the state of California. Interestingly, and I think importantly, the 7-day positivity is at 4.4%. We've seen a reduction in hospitalizations and ICUs, tracking roughly equivalently, 23% decline. That's a good sign, but nonetheless, it is a stubborn sign.
But Newsom warns, as another holiday nears, Californians should not let their guards down. He says that's what happened around the 4th of July, after he loosened restrictions, and it led to a spike in coronavirus infections and unnecessary deaths.
People said, well, looks like we're out of the woods. Looks like we've tamed this transmission, and we can go back, even with modest modifications, to the way things were. That absolutely, we must learn from that example, and that's why it's more important than ever to be vigilant as we work through the next few months, work through this flu season, what we call this twindemic, the COVID-19 now meeting flu season, and work through this invariable second wave as we get closer to these vaccines and the high-quality therapeutics that ultimately we will have.
In all, California now has more than 712,000 coronavirus infections. More than 13,000 people have died from the virus. That includes 145 new deaths in the last 24 hours. I'm Christina Onnestad, reporting for KPFA.